Shulchan Menachem for today, we'll do in the middle of chapter Reish Chof 220. We actually did part of this in the earlier version as we were been doing the Oitzer Halacha Minhag, but here they added some pieces, so there is also an additional piece which is inapplicable. It's a timely piece because starting with Tuesday, that's going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Of course, this Shabbos is Shabbos of Orchim. So starting with Tuesday, we're going to start reading the Nasi. The Nasi is that when they first started and they erected the Mishkan, so the first ones were the tribes, each one of the tribes. There were 12 tribes. Actually, when we talk about 12 tribes, we talk about the 12 sons of Jacob. But we have to remember that the tribe of Joseph was split into two, to Manasseh and Ephraim. And when we talk here about the 12 tribes bringing their offerings, it was Manasseh and Ephraim, because the tribe of Levi did not bring the offering at that time, together with all the other tribes. But in any event, each one of these days, starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, one of the leaders of the tribes, according to the order described in the Pasuk, brought the sacrifice for the day. The Torah records it in the end of Parshas Nosei. It goes through on the first day, this tribe with its leader brought, the second day, the other tribe with its leader brought the korban, and they were actually exactly the same duplicate korbanos, that each one brought the same exact thing. Now, that happened starting, the Mishkan was first erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, first day of Nisan, and that's why we have the tradition today that starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we will say each day the Nasi, we will say that particular portion of that day. So we'll take the portion of the Torah which tells us about on that day, this particular tribe, that they brought the sacrifice, and we will read that. Now, at the end of each piece, we also say when we finish that the daily leader and the offering that he brought representing his tribe, we do a beautiful Yehi Rotzon. We make a special prayer to God. In our prayer of God, we're asking that God, in His great kindness, should shine upon our souls those beautiful lights. And we say, if we are from that particular tribe, so say on the first day in which the tribe of Yehuda, represented by Nachshon ben Aminadav, brought, we would say, if I am from the tribe of Yehuda, so on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of Nisan, you say, if I'm from Yehuda, then all these beautiful lights that Yehuda has been blessed with in the spiritual powers, as in the prayer, should give me that boost and that energy to grow in Torah, to understand Torah in a service of Hashem. So the Rebbe in a Sicha, in Lekutei Sichas Brodan Chelek Lamed Beis, discusses. Sounds a little strange. So it turns out that out of the 12 prayers that we do, and we say, if I am your servant from this tribe, so 11 of them are wrong, because the option, so you're only going to hit it 1 in 12. So how could it be making a prayer, saying every day a prayer, and only one of them is going to be the right one? This doesn't sound logical.
It says if.
That's right. So you're saying, so what kind of a prayer is if? So you're making 11 ifs, and only one, you're going to hit it only once. Sounds a little strange for that. So the Rebbe explains that we must say that there is some sort of a connection. Even though we may not come directly from a certain tribe, but yet we do have a connection, and there is a possibility for us to get the lights, the special, that belong even to another tribe. And there is the idea of Ibur, meaning going through different levels, even though it's not directly your levels. And the Rebbe explains in the footnote over here, although we say, if I am from that tribe, of course, if you are from that tribe, then you get it with more power, it's open, it's revealed, then it's no question. But when we say, if I'm from the tribe and it's the wrong tribe, say, it's also not wrong, because you do have a connection there. And the Rebbe says that perhaps by saying, if I'm from your tribe, that alone brings out, reveals that connection. And you are part of the tribe. That is, helps bring about the love of the tribe. So the prayer is actually a powerful and a good prayer. And that's why we see, even if you're a Kohen and a Levi, and we know that a Kohen and a Levi is really a Kohen, and it's really a Levi because we see the Kohen gets up there and does the duchening. So that's give the Kohen. So we are saying that he is a Kohen. It's not a question that he comes from the tribe of Levi. Same thing is the one from the tribe of Levi will wash his hands of the Kohen. And that way we see clearly that we do consider them Kohanim and Levim. And yet we see clearly the Rebbe Rashab instructed that even if you're a Kohen and a Levi, you should still do that prayer. What are you going to do the prayer? Reuven, Shimon, Levi doing the Shimon and then the other ones. When you know that you're a Levi and that you're not one of those tribes, you can say, even other people, maybe they don't know where they come from. They don't know what their tribe is. But the Kohanim and Levim know where they come from. Yet he said you should say it. And the reason is because it has to do through a indirect way, there is some sort of a connection. So the Rebbe says, therefore, it means that when we finish and we say all 12 different, the 12 tribes represent basically 12 different passages, ways in the service of God. It's divided into 12. And when we say all the 12, and the interesting thing is, on the 13th day, we don't say there's no more tribes there, but we do read the end of the tribes through the menorah, which represents the tribe of Levi, because although Aaron, who was the leader of the tribe of Levi, did not participate, and his tribe did not participate. Actually, as mentioned, Rashi says that he felt bad that he wasn't part of all this together with the other ones. And Hashem said to him, "You light the menorah." So when we, because Aaron the Kohen, he read the menorah, the Kohanim lit the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem says to him, "What you do is even greater than what they did." But nevertheless, we do read that section in the Torah on the 13th day to correspond to the holiday, and that means though that all of these beautiful things that take place in all the tribes, we cover them all through these 12 days and the 13th day. So that certainly gives all these holy sparks and the holy ideas and inspiration to us to start doing the festival of Yom Tov. I just wanted to say something interesting. The Rebbe doesn't, I don't see it in the Sikh over here, but we learned it in the Shulchan Aruch. We know that we don't say Tachanun. We don't say Tachanun during the entire month of Nisan. And the reason we don't say Tachanun is because each tribe, as it says, when they brought their korban, it was like their festival. And because it was but then somebody can ask, it was a festival of one tribe. How is that a reason for the whole Jewish people not saying Tachanun? Is a siman that even though it was only that tribe itself, but rather it impacted and it had a connection to Klal Yisrael, that it also affected everybody. And that is the further an idea, just to bring about the unity. No matter which tribe you are, which lenient you are, we are still all together, all as one. Notwithstanding our, mainly we are all together.